This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on government's initiatives to combat cyber fraud. The participants are Rupa M., Director from Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, that is I4C, is celebrating its first foundation day today. Union Home Minister Shri Amit Shah has addressed its inaugural function in Delhi today. Now we have Director I4C M. Rupa here in our studios to discuss on various aspects of the I4C, which acts as the nodal point to curb cybercrime in the country. Welcome in our studio, ma'am.
Thank you.
We start our discussion. Before that, let's listen to the what Home Minister Shri Amit Shah has said in the address.
साइबर सुरक्षा अब केवल डिजिटल दुनिया तक ही सीमित नहीं है. साइबर सुरक्षा राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा का एक अहम पहलू बन गया है, जिसके बगैर हमारी राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा भी करना असंभव है. इसलिए I4C जैसे प्लेटफॉर्म्स इसमें बहुत बड़ा योगदान कर सकते.
We are celebrating the first foundation day today. I4C was established 9 years back. So can you take us through a journey of these 9 years in a nutshell?
We were initially to begin with were a scheme under MHA, Ministry of Home Office. And then since 1st July 2024, we have become an attached office of Ministry of Home Affairs. I4C, under the able leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister of the country and the guidance of Honorable Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation, has been focusing on various aspects of cybercrime, the prevention aspects of it, wherein focus is more on awareness and supporting the law enforcement agency in prevention, detection, investigation and prosecution of cybercrime, capacity building of the law enforcement agencies, then also on various type of cybercrimes, the trends, patterns and the modus operandi, and collaborating and coordinating with all the various stakeholders of the cyber and the digital world with a singular focus of prevention, detection, investigation and prosecution of cybercrime in the country.
Home Minister has also inaugurated some of the major initiatives of I4C today. So would you like to elaborate on them?
Yeah. Today, Honorable Union Home Minister has inaugurated 4 key initiatives of I4C. One is Samanvay, which is a platform for joint cybercrime investigation facilitation system, wherein many modules have been developed and provided to the law enforcement agency for them to facilitate in detection and investigation of cybercrimes. One of the module is the cybercrime investigation assistance request, wherein from a particular PS in a particular location can send a request to other police station located in different state, in different parts of the country, and get the information verified, the notices served, summons served, and other kind of warrants also executed, so that there is no need for the LES to travel from one part of the other country to other part of the country. This is one particular module. The other modules are also there, which is going to benefit the citizens, like Pratibim module. Then we have CCTV footage. And one of the major important module is the techno-legal assistance. One of the key points, the difficulties that the LEAs are facing in investigation of cybercrime is lack of technical support, and at times they would be requiring legal support also. This particular module will be providing technical assistance as well as legal assistance to any of the investigating officers sitting in any part of the country.
So you are talking about coordination.
Yeah.
So what is the role of, if I say, cooperative federalism? Here it comes. So how important is the role of the states, and how I4C will be coordinating with the states, and how this nodal agency will work?
It's a two-way process. As you know, cybercrime is a borderless crime. It's transnational in nature. It's organized in nature. At the state level, LEAs, it would be difficult for them to handle these kind of cybercrime on their own. They require some kind of agency which is providing a bird's eye view of what is happening in the cybercrime world, and that role is being played by I4C. And this is one of the best examples of cooperative federalism, where all states and the central unit is working together in with one focus of prevention and detection and investigation of cybercrimes in the country.
Okay, now we can come to the question of cybercrime, like how cybercrime is reported and how I4C work in that direction.
I4C has provided two channels for the citizens of the country to report cybercrimes. As you know, with digitization in the country and across the globe, the cybercrimes have also increased. Every cybercrime, it is very difficult for the citizen to go to the police station physically and report those cases. As a result of it, there is a platform called National Cybercrime Reporting Portal, wherein the citizens sitting at their residence can report the cybercrime that has happened on cybercrime.gov.in, www.cybercrime.gov.in. They can report the cybercrime that has happened and also upload the evidences that they have with them. This is one particular mode of reporting the cybercrimes. The other mode is through helpline number 1930. These helplines are being run by the concerned state police, and once the calls are landing on 1930, the call operators records all the transaction details through which the fraud has happened and how the victims have lost the money. And at the back end, this particular information is shared on a particular module called CFCFRMS, wherein I4C has coordinated with various financial institution banks and onboarded them on this particular module, and which enables the I4C and also LES to prevent the money from going out of the banking channel. If the money is available in the banking channel, immediately the amount is put on lien, and so that thereafter the LES can take necessary action on that particular complaint and the amount which is put on lien.
Is there any time limit for reporting cybercrime?
No, as such, there is no timeline for that one. But what we have observed is that by the time the citizens, people realize that they have been subjected to cyber fraud, a considerable time would have elapsed. As a result of it, it becomes very difficult for the law enforcement agencies to save the money from the banking channels. So the best thing for this particular thing is that the citizen should be more aware about the cyber frauds and cyber crimes that is happening, so that they don't fall victim or fall prey to such kind of cyber crime.
As Honorable Home Minister has also emphasized on this, that awareness, coordination and joint efforts are the most important pillars in tackling cyber crime. So we have talked about coordination and joint efforts. Now we can talk about awareness. So is I4C planning for some awareness campaigns in the coming days?
Actually, we have one particular vertical which handles the cyber awareness part of it. Lot of cyber awareness related campaigns are being conducted. Every month, the first Wednesday celebrated as Cyber Jagrukta Divas. During that time, the I4C team goes to various ministries, governments, coordinates with the states and the other stakeholders for spreading awareness on cybercrime. At the same time, one of the important mandate of I4C is to analyze various cybercrime trends, patterns, and the come out with videos and audios and other related publicity materials to create awareness among the citizens. We have Cyber Dost handle, wherein on 9 social media platforms, our presence is there. Regularly, I4C is uploading its publication materials on these platforms. I would request the citizens to get subscribed to those channels so that continuously they can get updates on the new cybercrime trends that is happening in the country and be cyber safe.
So in cybercrime, there are trends seen in a few months, the changes and the criminals who are operating from somewhere. So they also keep changing their ways. Are there any current trends going on in cybercrime?
Yeah, presently what we have observed is that there are stock market scams that are happening, investment frauds are happening, digital arrest is one of the important cybercrime that we have noticed. I request the citizens that they should be aware of this kind of fraud calls that are landing up. They should not be greedy and they should not fall for high interest rates and all which is being offered, the citizen should be very careful. They should be suspect links that they are getting through emails and SMSs. They should be careful about those things. They should not press those links. If they are pressing those links, likely there will be malware in those links and it will take control of your digital devices and all your information pertaining to OTPs and all will be stolen. Your data will be stolen and the fraud will be committed. So it is very important for the citizens to be cyber vigilant.
Once the cyber crime happens, then what are the remedies available with the victim?
Once the cyber crime happens, they can immediately call 1930 helpline and get the complaint reported so that CFMC, that is Cyber Fraud Mitigation Center, which is being operated at I4C, can help in preventing the money from going out of the financial channel if it is available on that one. The other, what I have informed is that they can report on www.cybercrime.gov.in and then they can coordinate with the jurisdictional police station regarding the status of investigation in those cases.
Once they file their complaint on the online portal, then they have to be in connect with the local thana?
Yeah, jurisdictional police station, they have to get connected to get updates on the status of the investigation of those cases.
Do we have some data like how many cyber crimes are reported and how many of them are getting resolved?
In the year 2023, as of now, more than 11 lakhs complaints have been registered on the portal. Last year, more than 15 lakh complaints have been registered. So there has been a continuous increase in the cyber crimes that is being reported.
We would also like to delve upon an important aspect of the cyber crime, that is prevention. So how can we, as we all are using mobile phones and we are using data which is easily available, so how can one prevent the cyber crime? What steps should we take?
One of the important thing is that we have to be very careful when any messages, emails comes from unknown sources. We should be careful about the links that has been sent through these emails and SMSs. We should not press those links. If what we have seen is that the threat actors, the cybercrime actors are sending these malwares and ensuring that the public download those malwares and thereafter they commit the crime. Secondly, there will be calls impersonating as bank officials, telecom officials and all. But the public should be vigilant about such calls. They should not immediately believe whatever is being told through those calls and transfer the money. They should not get panicked. They should try to verify the information that is being sought for, whether it is genuine, and thereafter only they should take action on that one.
I4C also works for the capacity building of the different stakeholders. Would you like to delve on it?
One of the important mandate of I4C is capacity building of the law enforcement agencies, the investigating officers. We have a vertical which is entirely focused on forensics, where assistance is provided to the law enforcement agencies in carrying out cybercrime forensics. Regular trainings are conducted both online and offline. There is a CyTrain portal, which is an online platform wherein lot of modules have been developed for the LEAs to undergo training on through online. And I4C is also providing training regularly to the law enforcement officers, prosecutors and judicial officers. Every Friday we are conducting peer-to-peer sessions wherein cybercrime information about cybercrime investigation, new crimes, trends and the outcome of the investigation, all these are being presented during that peer learning sessions so that the investigating officers can learn from others' experience. Nearly 1,000 investigating officers and law enforcement officers are joining these sessions every Friday.
Can I please request you to repeat the social media handles or the web portal that you have mentioned for the benefit of our listeners?
www.cybercrime.gov.in is the website where you can report your complaints, cybercrime related complaints. 1930 is the helpline number, and for any kind of preventive information that you require about cybercrime, please subscribe to CyberDost handles of I4C, which is available on all major social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and other social media platforms.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming to our studios.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on government's initiatives to combat cyber fraud. The participants were Rupa M., director from Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, and Aditya Shukla, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.